the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang saying welcome one, welcome all to the Wednesday night Bible study and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. As we get rolling out here tonight, first we're going to open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you again for another day. In you we have another way, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, right now that you would touch that soul who is nearest hell. Help them to reel up the white flag surrender, saying, I yield, Lord Jesus, knowing that your word said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day. Let them get in contact with us, so we can rejoice with them in their newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then for the team of the Six Eyes Radio Network, we ask a special blessing, do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you, whether mental, spiritual, physical, or financial, Lord Jesus. And then for your children, we ask the same blessing and do pray, Lord Jesus, so they could keep on keeping on for you. And then, Lord Jesus, for those dealing with COVID-19, first of all, the family and friends who've lost someone due to COVID-19, we ask you, Lord Jesus, you to touch and comfort them as only you can through your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. And then for those dealing with COVID-19, as we speak, Lord Jesus, we ask you to raise them up out of the bed of affliction as only you can, Lord Jesus. And then finally, Lord Jesus, for situations like George Floyd and many other wicked situations just like that we read about in the newspaper, hear about on the news, on the television or radio set, Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to love our neighbors as ourselves. In so doing, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you, Lord Jesus. Now we ask and pray all this in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, so now we're going to get ready to roll out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus. Wanting to say to those who called 424-243-9617, again, 424-243-9617, press the number one, join the conversation. You can ask your questions, give your comments, your prayer praise, prayer requests, or any of those kind of things. We'd be glad to hear from you as we get rolling out here with the Six Eyes Gospel Bus on the Wednesday night Bible study here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, and Sister Ruth, who do we got with us on the old gospel bus tonight?
Well, we always have the Father, Son, Holy Ghost band of angels with us all the time. And we have you, Brother Jim, and me tonight.
All right. All right. So. All right. But, Ruth, you want to give us any prayer requests you may have as we get ready to roll out tonight?
Lila asked me to pray for her. She's got some issues.
Okay, and you got any others yourself?
No, I'm doing fine. I'm all right. Oh, pray for six, of course.
All right. Well, for me, I just wanted people to pray for me. Something came out unusual with my blood results, with the test results, and they're going to have to redo them, so we pray about that. So we're just going to keep praying for that. All right, and here we go with our first song of the night. Amen. Thank you. Just want to say welcome, of course, to Jim, who's always joining us, and that's Emily's stepdad there, as well as Emily. How you doing tonight?
Trying to be good.
Well, you better be good, because Six has not been feeling too good due to his loss. We want to keep him in prayer, so you better be good at it, because he put me in charge of your gospel bus, so you'd be in deep trouble if you mess up tonight.
Well, also where you had made your prayer request, Ken.
All right.
I want to be keeping my new therapist in prayer. She is fighting COVID.
All right. Okay. And you got any others for us tonight?
Just for the upcoming test that I got to go through for the bone marrow test this week.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I just thought for a minute there you was going to say it was a math test.
All right, Kenny, babe. Hey, if I
All
knew
right.
I misbehaved, neither are you.
All right, but anyway, and Ruthie better not be doing no crumbs because Six said I could get after her this time.
No, she makes a mess. She can clean the bus with the toothbrush.
That's right. So that's how she goes. But anyway, so we are glad to hear from you tonight, Em. I know that I've been awful busy today, and if you've been trying to get a hold of me, you would have been like, where's
well,
he at?
I've been ripping and running all day today, so not
so wasn't I, so,
myself tonight.
So just letting you know that I'm doing okay, And prayer, I just got that news today. So definitely keep me in prayer.
Oh, definitely.
Well, get on here and tell us what it is. She told us she's got a prayer request here.
I had to call the police tonight. There was a couple out right in front of our house beating each other up. And it looks like the woman might have got hurt pretty bad. The police came over in droves trying to take care of it. As far as I know, they took the dummy idiot away. So he needs help. He needs Jesus.
Amen. So we'll just pray about that. All right. Any other requests before we start our next song?
Kenny, also for all our first responders, doctors, nurses, whatever facility they might be working in.
All right. Definitely for them. Got to keep them in prayer. And also, I'm going to be praying, we're going to add to that, pray that people respect our first responders too. Because sometimes some people just don't have respect for their first responders. So,
also, Kenny, I talked to my mom tonight, and she said that she has a very special unspoken.
All right. Okay.
And Rue, you make a mess with them chips on the bus, you'll be cleaning it with the toothbrush.
Yep, for sure. All right, why don't we play this next song and boogie with it, and we'll come back and see if we got any other requests, okay?
Okie dokie.
Here we go.
Let's boogie.
Find a reason to love who you are. Look in the mirror.
Amen. We should all find a reason. Amen. So, all right. Here's the one that's called Friend of Mine. Hope you all enjoy it.
Go. You need relief, you're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
I haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over, leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Contact with us here at the Six Eyes Radio Network. There are three email addresses you may use to get in contact with us. First of all, if you wish to get in contact with me, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, about any kind of Bible questions that you may have or regarding the programming here or complaints about programming, you may contact me at feelandtouchking@gmail.com. That's feel like you do with your fingertips, F-E-E-L, letter N as Nancy, touch like you do with your fingertips, T-O-U-C-H, king like the guy who sits on a throne, wears a crown, K-I-N-G, at gmail.com. In your subject line, you just put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get in contact with me about. Secondly, if you wish to get in contact with Ruth about her Bible prophecy, you would contact her by kjv1611ruth@gmail.com. That's K as King, J as Jackson, V as Victory, 1611, R as Randy, U as Umbrella, T as Tom, H as Henry, @gmail.com. Again, kjv1611ruth@gmail.com. In your subject line, put Bible prophecy. Thirdly, last but not least, if you wish to get a hold of Brother Six Eyes about any of his Six Eyes Music Studio Productions work, where you can get recordings made, whether album, commercial, etc., or if you wish to get donation information for the station here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you contact him at sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Again, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. In your subject line for him, you put what you're in reference that you're wanting to get a hold of him about. And in all three cases, in your body of your message, refer it to your subject line, and we will not only read your message, but we will get back in contact with you. Amen.
7 days a week of what you really want, the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Enjoy great programming here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. 7 days a week by calling 424-243-9617 and 424-243-9617. Press the number 1, join the conversation. And it all gets started here on Sunday for the Sunday Gospel Show. Get your praise on without leaving the house. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On Monday, get motivated with Motivational Monday with Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific on Tuesday.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Evangelist Timothy Gruber takes the mics on the Word of the King on Six Eyes Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. Then on Wednesday, it's time for Bible study with the Wednesday Bible Study Show and the Six Eyes Gospel Bus with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang, with great music and scripture, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Then on Thursday, the Jumbo Braille program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, the one and only program here on the Six Eyes Radio Network that could be felt. P.M. Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Friday.
It's not because God's left us, it's because we refuse to heed the mighty counsel of his word.
College on the Air. It's the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show. It's where you get Bible college on the air with no homework. 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 Pacific. And last but not least, it's open programming on Saturdays.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Ruth. I don't know what's going on with me, but I'm so down. All I want to do is sleep and have no appetite. I feel like it's just better to sleep right now.
Sweetheart, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, Ruth, I wish you really knew what you could say or do, but I'm just disappointed. All I want to do is sleep, and it seems like anybody I talk to doesn't understand it.
I wish I did know what to do, sweetheart.
Well, sometimes friends don't know what to do. It's better to get the professionals to give you the help when you need it. And call the National mental health line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network. And now it is time for us to go into our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week. And this week we are going into 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
All right, and one more time.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
And that is our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, which tells us that God's word is God-breathed, but also lets us know that his word is for reproof and correction. You notice the main things it's for, reproof and correction, but also doctrine and instruction in righteousness. That's what it's for doctrine, for instruction in righteousness, but also for reproof and correction. You can't have both. You've got to have both. You've got to have both the doctrine and instruction to tell you what, but you also got to have the reproof and in correction when you're wrong. Amen. Which is found in our Six Eyes Bible Memory Verse of the Week, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. Amen. Is U-Haul open? We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vestibula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations, so we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1, Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved, so come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right. Let's do it. That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service, 440-789-9411. All right, come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. He'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio. This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. All right, and Emily, as we continue to roll on with the gospel bus here tonight, as I get ready to bring up our next song here, just curious to let you talk a little bit. Tell us about your day today. Okay, Emily, don't be shy. Get your coffee. All right. I think Emily's taking a powder on me. Okay, Em, you got to get your coffee. Your mic is open.
She's got tired and won't doze it off. She doesn't have a seat.
Emily's just got to get a coffee. But talk to me a little bit here, Ruthie. Tell us some of the things that happened to you today.
Well, I kind of got a little bit tired. You know, just doing this and that, rushing hither and yon. Had to take care of the bills. You guys did the most of it yesterday, but I had to go. Went over and get, you know, drop off the check. And when I'm glad that that got done, because I've even got a ride, so that was a blessing. Of course, it's Groundhog Day today, and I didn't look around out back for the one that's hiding underneath, the, I think, our box out there, because quite a few neighbors have some of those little groundhogs now. We got a bunch of them around here. So, and the... thing that happened out here with these people that were fighting, I think the police did take care of the matter, though, so I'm glad that got settled. So I just praise the Lord for getting into the house safely and taking care of what I had to do today, just mainly cleaning and stuff today and reading and having fun, trying to get ready for my little Bible study stuff I'm going to be doing. It's going to be fun.
All right. Well, let's get moving with a song or two. Maybe Emily will join us here in a little bit.
Hope so.
Right now, here we go.
All right.
Trouble in my own way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble makes me cry sometimes. I lay awake at night with that. Anybody here that know he'll fix it? at the crossroads in my life. Standing there just wondering, which way should I go? Had trouble on my left side, trouble on my right, and I couldn't go forward. I had mountains in my way, but the one thing I know, one thing. You just gotta fix it for me. I know you will. He did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all. He did it for me, y'all. I know you will.
Every day is sweeter than the day before. Every day is sweeter. two. One, two, three, four.
I'll just give you a little bit of a testimony of how the Lord's been working with me lately. I've been doing a lot of studying in the Word and having a good time. I want to spend time reading my Bible all the way from the beginning to end this year, like I've been doing every year now. It's really lots of fun, starting out with, you know, trying to understand the Bible better. I mean, you can always learn something new every time you read it. I'm enjoying right now in Genesis and Exodus, and I think I got it to Leviticus. Yeah, I'm almost ready for Deuteronomy, so I'm moving along. So I'm just having a good time. I'm finding more and more out of the Word that I hadn't noticed before, so it's helping. The first part of Genesis, there's some parts there that are so beautiful when you think about what it says. In the beginning, God, yeah, he was all, I mean, he was there. And, you know, he created everything, and just, it's just a beautiful concept when you think about it, how he's been so good to all of us. I've been writing a book right ever since I was young, and I'm working on it now, having a good time writing my diaries of everything the Lord's done my whole life, and it's been a beautiful thing to do. So I just praise the Lord for his help in that. I'm doing a little study on the Holy Spirit too. He's the one who convicts us of sin, and we accept Jesus. And then he's also our comforter, and he also helps us understand the Word of God. So it's really beautiful when you think of how sweet he is to us.
Yeah, Poker Jim, say, wake up. You're being called upon here. Where to get her coffee? All right. Well, Ruth, we're going to ask you to do me a favor. We're going to ask you, Ruth, to read us a scripture, give us a chapter. How about Psalm 23?
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You think about how wonderful that is, darling. Just because we know Jesus, we're going to live in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. All right, and what we'll do, we're going to play a few more songs as we fast approach the Bible prophecy tonight, and we're going to be learning some real good stuff tonight. Amen.
Stay tuned for the latest message excerpt from josephprince.com.
All right, watch this. Names on the shoulders, names on his heart. Names on the shoulders.
I want you to get your Bibles quickly and go to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 1. We read verse 1 through 9. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter number 5, verse number 1 through 9. If you can't find Matthew, come on to the altar. We're going to pray for you. You really ain't been to church in a long time. Matthew and Genesis you ought to have in the bag. Let's stand for the reading of God's word. Thank you. Amen. Your pastor, I love him, but he's sneaky. He told me, I told him I was going to speak into him. He said, my doors are always open. You know, that's hinting. So I said, I'd love to come up here and do a service for you. He said, that'd be nice. He said, we'll talk to a little while. How you feel about doing a couple of them? Or maybe three. And then when I got here, he said, might be four. But you can't say no to him. I don't know what it is. I'm going to get him to come down there and ask my people to do stuff, because you can't say no to your pastor. I get some stuff done down there. You come down there and ask him. We're going to be in the fifth chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, verse 1 through 9. This is a part of my Let It Go series.
Yo, yo, Harris, you ready to do this? Because I'm ready.
Uh-huh. It's the beat to the beat to the J-A-Y. Uh-huh.
Give without you, I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better, I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have. Tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it. Oh, I'm singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
This Pharaoh's on.
Pharaoh's on.
He got drowned and in the sea one day.
Drowned in the Red Sea.
But Jesus said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you mourn.
Oh, tell your little sister she don't have to mourn no more.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Now can I get a witness? She said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell Martha don't have to mourn.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Maybe somebody's sick today.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Somebody ain't got no home.
Oh, Martha, don't
but listen,
you mourn.
The Pharaoh's on. Oh, Lord,
they
got drowned in the sea one day.
The Red Sea.
I believe the man said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't
tell your little sister she don't have to mourn no more.
Oh, Martha, don't you mourn.
Now, listen, if I could now.
I
want to tell you that I surely
I
would now.
Surely would.
Put my foot on a rock, children.
Stand
on a rock where Moses stood one day.
Moses stood.
Because the Pharaoh's army.
Pharaoh's army.
They got water than the sea one day. And I believe that man said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
I said, I believe he said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
I said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Trouble in the land will be all over after a while.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
You won't have to give up right or wrong no more.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
It could have been a little harder.
Oh, Mary, don't you
Jesus
weep.
Said, I call it a lie.
Oh, Mary, don't you
weep.
Oh, Mary, don't
I'm
you weep.
I'm your queen over deep water and your dark
mind. Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Mary, don't
you weep. Oh, Mary, don't you
weep.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Tell your little sister, tell your little sister don't have to mourn no more.
Amen. All right. Now we are fast approaching Ruth's Bible prophecy, and we hope everybody is ready for that as we now run through a few last messages just before that. Amen.
Seven days a week. What you really want? The Six Eyes Radio Network.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just ready to say heck with life and ready to feel like I'm feeling like I'd be better off 6 foot under.
You don't want to do that, Em. I don't know much about this.
Well, that's just how I'm feeling.
Well, if that's how you're feeling, you may call a friend. But remember, they're not professionals, and they may not know how to help you. It's better if you call the National Suicide Prevention Line at 1-800-273-8255. Again, that number is 1-800-273-8255. And this message has been brought to you by Six Eyes Radio Network.
Is U Haul open?
No.
We got to get this stuff moved. I heard about a great hauling service called Blind Truck in the Vastabula.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. They must have been around for a while. I hear they haul light furniture, groceries. I even heard they hauled pets at one time. Yes, so I'm going to give them a call. The number is 440-789-9411. And they do have a PayPal. I hear they don't charge a thing, but they do accept donations. So we got to help keep them on the road. Their PayPal is the number 2FOR, the number 1 Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Yes. So we got to get this stuff moved. So come on now. That's Blind Trucking. All right.
Let's do it.
That's Blind Trucking of Ashtabula. Blind Trucking of Ashtabula Hauling Service. 440-789-9411. All right. Come on now.
All right.
Hey, baby. I will be there. Never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
This commercial was also brought to you by Blind Trucking of Ashtabula, Ohio. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Amen. But now it's time for Ruth and her Bible prophecy. Amen.
When the beast shall walk among us, and then it shall fall away. Having war and desolation, they should rise in against nation, trouble everywhere you turn. As in the time of Noah, in the days before the flood, sin will cool the love of men, and the streets will run with blood. Rape and murder, grief and sorrow, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, this world is gonna burn.
Jews, the lesson is, there's much misunderstanding and prejudice in the world
today in the realm of religious teachings concerning who are Jews. The primary purpose of this particular lesson is to endeavor clarify the question in an easy-to-understand manner. Let's see if it's possible from Scripture to find out who are Jews. Does God really tell us? The word Jew first appears in the book of Esther, about 500 B.C., where Mordecai, who was from the tribe of Benjamin, is called a Jew. The term Jew was used of any Israelite from any tribe, even in that day, and not the tribe of Judah only, as some religious educators teach. Scripture. Now in Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai. Esther 2:5. On the 94 times the word Jew and Jews are used in the Old Testament, the book of Esther records 51 of those instances. The word Jew and Jews are used 197 times in the New Testament, referring to all the tribes of Israel. Now, mind you, the Bible was written by the Holy Spirit. The scripture plainly says, holy men of God spake or wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. So we can safely believe the Holy Spirit knew what he was having holy men of old write. Holy Spirit said there was a certain Jew in the palace. In the midst of the whirlwind of religious confusion, going like a prairie brush fire, is the erroneous teaching that the United States and the British Commonwealth are the 10 lost tribes of Israel. The skilled promoters of this particular popular theory says Britain is Ephraim and America is Manasseh. The captains of this unverified hypothesis eloquently insist that all the national promises made to Israel are being fulfilled through America and the British Commonwealth and can never be fulfilled through the Hebrew people commonly referred to as Jews. Of course, this is a fanciful theory and it's not backed up by scripture nor by history. It's impossible to prove such a false supposition. It's perfectly current, erect to call members of the family of the Hebrews Jews, Israelites or Israel. Bible students have every scripture right to refer to any or all the tribes of Israel as Jews. God made a promise in the book of Genesis with Abraham, who is the father of all the Hebrew scripture. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and thy generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Genesis 17:6-8. The 10 tribe northern kingdom went into Assyrian captivity, and when a remnant returned, they joined themselves to Judah and Benjamin in the south, and they were known as Jews, or Israel and Judah. Likewise, when a remnant of all 12 tribes returned from the Babylonian captivity under Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah, they were called Israel, people of Israel, the children of Israel, and they were also called Jews. This scripturally proves that all descendants of Jacob, known as Israel, were also known as Jews. Now, several references that will help in scripturally establish this thought are Ezra 4:12, 23, 5, 1, 6, 7, 8, 14, Nehemiah 1, 2, 2 through 16, 4, 1 through 2, 12, 5, 1, 8, 17, 6, 6, and 13, 23 of Nehemiah there. Okay, so we diligently, students of the scripture and lay members of the body of Christ, when studying the whole word relative to the Hebrew people, are perfectly within our rights to interchange the names Jews, Israelites, Hebrews, or all Israel, because they actually mean the same. For instance, let's examine the scriptures for ourselves. Humans sought to destroy all the Jews, not only those belonging to the tribe of Judah, but all the Hebrews in the kingdom of Ahasuerus. He had no idea or way of telling which ones were from Judah or the other tribes, so he determined to kill all Jews. Scripture, and he thought a scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai, wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. Esther 3 and verse 6. We learn from other scripture that all Israelites from all 12 tribes were called Jews. Any Israelite anywhere in the kingdom of David was known as a Jew. Scripture, they, every man, should let his manservant and every man his maidservant, being a Hebrew or a Hebrewess, go free, that none should serve himself of them, to wit, of a Jew, his brother. Jeremiah 34:9. In the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, the terms Jew and Jews are used 18 times, Israel 62 times, and Judah 43 times. Of those who returned from Babylonian exile, in the book of Ezra, the terms Jew and Jews are found 51 times of the captives of Israel. We further find that the Psalms, the term Jews is found only one time, but Israel is found 62 times and Judah 10 times, and in each case, the writer is talking about the same people. He's not referring to the northern or southern kingdom, but he's referring to all the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the whole 12 tribes. So we read the scripture, we find the phrases house of Israel or house of Judah or Jacob, house of Judah, house of Joseph, house of Aaron, and house of Levi. We're all mentioned. All of these are from Jacob, and we're not to make them different peoples with different destinies. Therefore, it's incorrect to say the house of Israel and the house of Judah are two different peoples with different destinies, because these people all came from the same parents, had the same God, had the same covenant, and promise was extended to them through their forefather Abraham way back in the book of Genesis. Genesis 17, 6 through 8. In the book of Jeremiah, the term Israel is used 124 times, 108 times the term Judah is set forth, and the Jews are mentioned 9 times, and in each case, it's referring to the same people. Jeremiah lived in Judah during the captivity of the southern kingdom of Israel, 133 years after the northern kingdom was taken into captivity. Therefore, he could not have been prophesying to the so-called 10 tribes, but to the Jews who made up the many tribes. In this particular lesson, we're thoughtfully examining the question, who are Jews? In Lamentation, the terms Zion, Jerusalem, Judah, Israel, my people, and Jacob are used of the Jews who were taken captive in Jeremiah's day. The references in Lamentation, which support this position, are chapters 1, 3 through 8 verse, 15 verse, 17, 18 verse, chapter 2, 1 through 6, 8, 10, 13, 15, 18 of the verses in chapter 2, 4 verse 2, 10 through 12, 22, and chapter 5, 18. So that's all in your Lamentations there, in that chapter. Okay, please check these references carefully, and you will see these various terms used, and they refer to the Jews who were captive in the days of Jeremiah. In the book of Ezekiel, we see the phrase, children of Israel, house of Israel, and all the house of Israel. These terms are used many times in the book of Ezekiel because Israel was one people, the Jews, and not divided into two parts during and after the captivity. In Daniel, the captives from Jerusalem are spoken of as being the children of Israel, the captives of Judah, and Jews. Please note how careful the scripture is regarding this matter. Scripture, wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews, Daniel 3:8. In Daniel's prayer of confession for his people, in chapter 9, verse 7, he speaks of the men of Judah, while in verse 11 he says, all Israel has transgressed thy law. Well, in verse 15 he talks about thy people. These various phrases are interchangeable and answer the question, who are Jews? And so we might intelligently know that all the descendants of Abraham, though scattered throughout the length and breadth of this world, regardless of the tribe of ancestry, we can scripturally speak of them as Jews. In Hosea, the first of three minor prophets who prophesied concerning both kingdoms of Israel before the destruction of either kingdom, there's the term Israel used some 44 times and Judah 15 times. In Joel, the term Israel is used 3 times, and Judah 6 times, of the same people, namely of the people of Israel, that will return to Zion and Jerusalem in the days of Messiah. This includes all Israel, for they will eventually be gathered together and comprise one nation in the promised land.
In Amos, the term Israel is used 30 times and Judah 4 times of the same people call the whole family that came out of Egypt. Also, Zion and Jerusalem are used throughout this book, indicating that Judah is much involved in the message to the whole house of Israel. In Haggai, the word Israel is not found, but Judah is mentioned 4 times and refers to the ones to whom the prophet speaks. The book speaks of the coming of Christ as the desire of all nations, and the eternal glory of Israel as greater than the glory of the past. In Zechariah, the term Israel is used 4 times and Judah 44 times, or 22 times. The book was written to show the restoration of Judah and the return of all Israel to Jerusalem in the last days when Messiah comes. In Malachi, the word Israel is found 5 times and Judah 3 times of the same people. Malachi prophesied to the restored Jews of all tribes after the captivity. In the New Testament, the words Jew and Jews are used 197 times as compared to 94 times in the Old Testament. It's definite in the Old New Testament as to which people are called Jews. The word Judah is used only once compared to 346 times in the Old Testament. The word Judah is found 10 times and Judea 43 times in the New Testament. The word Israel is found 74 times in the New Testament compared to 2,475 times in the Old Testament. We can see from the array of documentary evidence that the term the Jews is a more common name for the Israelites in the New Testament, regardless of the tribe or their origin. The Bible further tells us that Jesus was born to be king of the Jews. Jesus himself acknowledged this very thing. Scripture, and Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest." Matthew 27:11. In the New Testament, we further learn that John the Baptist was sent to Israel, and he went to the Jews in Judea. Scripture, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Matthew 3:1. We further learn in the New Testament that Jesus Christ recognized the Jews he ministered to were truly Israel. Scripture, when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Matthew 8:10. Jesus called the Jews to whom he ministered the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Scripture, these 12 Jesus went forth and commanded them, saying, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Matthew 10:5-6. We further learn that the apostles were commanded to go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We have just read that verse of Scripture. As they went to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, they ministered to the Israelites of all the tribes with whom they came in contact. They never left the promised land and were not told to do so until they had first gone to Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Scripture, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Luke 24:47. We further learned that the cities of Israel mentioned in Matthew 10:23 were cities of the Jews. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Matthew 11:1. Christ further promises that the 12 apostles will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel when he comes at the second advent, at which time he will set up the kingdom of Israel. Scripture, and Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye 12 apostles also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel." Matthew 19:28. It's also confirmed in Luke 11:29-30, the Apostle Paul spoke of the whole 12 tribes in his day as having hope in the resurrection. Scripture, unto which promise are 12 tribes, instantly in serving God day and night, hope to come, for which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Acts 26:7. Matthew, the writer of the first gospel, calls the Jews who helped crucify Christ the children of Israel. Scripture, then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah, the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value." Matthew 27:9. And if you remember correctly, John the Baptist was sent to turn many of the children of Israel to God. The only ones to whom he went were the Jews. He was to minister to the Israelites, but he ministered to the Jews. Scripture, and this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" John 1:19. Bible further says that Simeon waited for the consolation of Israel, that the Jews got the consolation. Christ was to be the glory of thy people, Israel, but only he went to the Jews. Christ was set for the fall and rising of many in Israel, but that was fulfilled only with the Jews. Christ was to be made manifest to Israel, but it was the Jews only that he was manifested. Christ was called King of Israel, but he was King of the Jews. The Bible says Nicodemus was master in Israel, but he was the ruler of the Jews. You'll further recall the disciples asked Christ if he was going to restore the kingdom of Israel, but when that prophecy is fulfilled, be to Judah and the house of David. Christ is coming back to sit upon the throne of his forefather David, Luke 1:31-33. We're also told that the apostle Paul was sent to bear the name of Christ for the children of Israel, yet he went to the Jews in various parts of the Roman Empire. His first sermons were to the Jews, and his first persecution was from them. In fact, the first gospel sermon by any apostle was to the Jews only, who were called men of Israel. Please see Acts 2:5, 10:14, and 22. Paul calls all the Jews he preached to men of Israel and the people of Israel. He declared to the Jews that God had fulfilled his promise in sending a Savior to Israel and that John the Baptist had preached repentance to all the people of Israel, Acts 13:23-24. Paul further speaks of the Jews and Israel as being the same people, and he sets forth their rejection by God because of sin and the acceptance of the Gentiles in their place. He further states that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the Messiah comes to deal with them in his millennial kingdom. Scripture. For I would not, brethren, say, people, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Romans 11:25-27. Bible further says the Jews were the only people who had the first opportunity of hearing and obeying the gospel from John the Baptist, also from Christ and from the apostles and early Christians who were mainly the Jews. The Jews had the responsibility of passing on to others the teachings of Jehovah but failed, so the opportunity was taken from them and given to the Gentiles, the only other class of human beings mentioned in Scripture other than the Jews. In the Scripture, there are two classes of people mentioned, the Jews and Gentiles. Not one reference can be found to a third class of people other than these. The church, which is often referred to, is made up of both the Jews and the Gentiles. So it's clear that there's not an Israel separate and distinct from the people known as the Jews. The Jews of the days of Christ and the apostles were the only people considered the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the children of the covenant was gone. God, in the millennial kingdom, Jerusalem is to become the capital of the world, and the entire 12 tribes, including Judah, and all Jews will inhabit the promised land given to Abraham. One thing is certain, all latter-day events of prophecy in the Bible center around Jerusalem and Palestine, and not London, not Washington, which some people are endeavoring to prove. Therefore, in answering the question, who are Jews? The descendants of Abraham, who was the father of the Hebrew, is the answer to that question. The reason I make such a statement is because the word of God plainly declares Scripture. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant and his seed after him. Genesis 17:19. This divine purpose or promise is still in effect today. It's an eternal covenant which God made with Abraham, with his son Isaac, with Jacob, who became the father of the 12 sons, and they became the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. It's true the Jews are the sons of Abraham, are scattered throughout the length and breadth of this whole earth, but God has all times maintained a legal possessor of the original legal possession. That's why he has an angel mark a remnant of the Israelites during the days of tribulation, so there can be a legal possessor kept even in the time of Jacob's trouble. Scripture, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel, Revelation 7:4. Just as God reserved 7,000 to himself in Elijah's day, he's going to reserve 144,000 Jews to himself who will be the legal possessors of the promised land. They are to be cared for by God for 1,260 days, hidden in the stone city of Petra in the mountains of Edom and Seir. Therefore, when someone challenges you about your using the names Israel, Judah, Jews, the house of Israel, the house of Judah, please realize they are interchangeable phrases and they refer to all the sons of Abraham. Regardless of where they are being kept by God in these last days and legal possessors of the legal possession, the promised land which God swore unto Abraham, and I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless thee that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3. God's ultimate purpose for Israel is evident. He's keeping a remnant of them so there will be at all times a legal possessor of the possession he gave to Abraham. So whether you call them Israel, Judah, Jacob, the Jews, it doesn't matter. They are the sons of Abraham. Please remember one thing. God has not cast away his people. Romans 11, 1, there will be the remnant of them on earth at all times, and you are scripturally correct in calling them the Jews. Next one of the lessons will be Dome of the Rock.
This is Lynn Tolliver. You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right, and Ruth, who do we got with us?
Well, we still have Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels always, and then we have you, Sister Emily, Jim, and me.
All right. So, Emily, did you get your coffee yet?
What are you referring to me?
Yeah, earlier we called upon you and you must have been asleep or something, so you need to get your coffee.
No, I had a prayer line go off. I had to grab.
Ah. You sure it wasn't that you needed to get your coffee?
Keep it up, Kenny. You're going to get it after the show.
Yeah, I'm really worried.
So,
did you have any questions or comments on the material?
No. I could still hear the broadcast, even though I was on the other line on a prayer line call because of Dad being on.
Ah, so... So, as long as you got your coffee.
No, I got me a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ah, no wonder you ain't awake. It's diet, that's why. It ain't got no caffeine to it. There we go.
No, I found out through the dietitian that both Ruth and I know that even in Diet Pop, yes, there is some caffeine, but not quite as much as a regular pop.
That's why. So you didn't have enough caffeine to stay awake. That's it.
He's right.
Didn't have enough to stay awake, so you fell asleep on it.
Hey, how could I be sleeping if I was on a prayer line call, you goof?
Oh, he's having fun with you, just like he's been having fun with me tonight. I guess he's in one of his silly moods, darling.
Hey, this is how you have fun on the gospel bus.
Born that way.
Hey, you gotta have fun. We gotta have fun on the gospel bus.
Hey, did she get to scrub it down with the toothbrush tonight, Kenny?
I'll let her off tonight. She was being good.
And maybe Eric would make us do that if we ever go down to see him. And if we get to go down there, we'll have to get Emily to go along so she could meet Eric Martin and his wife and son.
So, all righty. So, what we're going to do?
The prayer line call, Ken.
Uh-huh.
That was from Mom. They, one of the girls that was working had to leave because her son fell through a glass table.
Ouch. So, well, why don't
we be keeping that little boy in prayer, too.
All right. So, Emily, give us a closing prayer, and then I got a closing message for us that we have to do, and then we'll be out of here tonight.
How hard are you going to twist my arm tonight? Because they don't feel too good.
Just hard enough to get you to close us in prayer.
Even a little twist would hurt. Could I ask one favor, Kenny?
Mm-hmm.
Could we get Sister Ruth to do it tonight? Because right now my throat's a little sore. And the more
okay,
I talk,
Ruth, you heard
the more
lady.
Hurt.
All right, Lord, we love you and praise your name, and be with Emily, a sore throat, too. And be with the people that were out here fighting tonight, that they will find you somehow, or maybe I'll be able to get to them and talk to them. I feel sad for the lady because this guy just really attacked her, and it's just sad what's going on in the world. But you know, I believe you're coming, Lord, and we'll be out of here. So, and what's going on with our government right now, too, is something interesting. So somehow, Lord, you can get it all together, which you always do, sweetie. And we praise your name for the program and hope everybody enjoyed it. We love you so much. Amen.
Amen. All right. And now we got this last closing message on how you could be safe but yet be warm. So here we go. And after that, we'll say good night. God bless. And all those good things. And we'll catch you tomorrow for the Jumbo Braille program. So here we go.
Welcome to the Six Eyes Stay Warm But Safe segment, where it is better to be warm and safe than cold and in your grave. Today I'd like to talk to you about safety with different types of heating. First of all, let me talk to you about furnaces, whether gas, propane, or oil. First of all, have your furnace looked at by a well-qualified technician, not your aunt, your uncle, your cousin, your brother, whatever, that claims they know what they're doing, but a well-qualified technician who has went to school for such things. Also, be sure to change your air filter once a month, and be sure there are no debris, clutter, etc. around your furnace. Moving on, let's talk about fireplaces. We're talking about the gas-type fireplaces or wood-burning fireplaces. These areas must be well vented through a chimney. Be sure there is no clutter near the hearth, etc., and children should not be allowed to play in such an area. Also, be sure there is no debris close to the area that could catch fire. Now let's talk about space heaters. There are many types on the market today. First, let's talk about electric space heaters. Sure, all electric space heaters have the shut-off feature. Should they be tipped over, they shut off automatically. Secondly, be sure to check the cord on a monthly basis. What you should check for is, one, where the plug plugs into the wall socket. Be sure while the unit is working and running that the plug is not getting warm. If it gets warm, replace the electric heater. This is because it can overheat the plug and cause melting of the plug and an electrical fire. Secondly, check the length of the cord from the plug to the electric heater to make sure there is no melting or fraying of the cord, which can cause a fire. Also, be sure all cords are not under or around the space heater itself where it can be overheated or cause a trip hazard. Next, the space that a space heater should have. All space heaters should have a clearance or space between the heater and all objects near them. This is easily accomplished by putting your left leg near the heater and your right leg next to the object you want to make sure there's space between. You should be able to stand easily between the two without cramping yourself. This is an at least a 2-foot space or span. Also, above the space heater, there should be nothing between the space heater and the ceiling. This will give it proper room for allowing heat to escape the heater without causing fire. The reason for this is, if, for example, wooden furniture is near it, the furniture can become overheated, dry out, and thus cause a fire. Objects such as cardboard or paper can easily become overheated and ignite. Cloth objects can easily overheat and become ignited and cause a fire. This is why there should always be a 2 around the heater and at least over the top of the heater from the top of the heater to your ceiling should be always clear. And never, ever touch a space heater with your bare hands while it is running. Electric heaters that have fans. Do not place anything on the area of the space heater where the fan is pulling air into the fan, known as the intake valves. This can cause the heater to overheat and burst into flames. Also, put nothing on the outgoing air because of the same reason for the cause of fire. In fact, nothing should be on any space heater of any type reason that they can cause fire. Now let's talk about propane and kerosene heaters. These types of space heaters burn with an ignition source and flame. They put off CO2 due to the igniting process and the burning process. These space heaters require proper venting. They should not be used in a closed house without proper ventilation. Without proper ventilation, these heaters could cause the CO2 to build up. You would start to feel sleepy, fall asleep, and never wake up again to see your family, and they would be very saddened at your passing. So do not use these space heaters without proper ventilation. Finally, let's talk about what they call torpedo heaters or propane heaters. Some also are run by kerosene, and these heaters have a fan that takes the heat source and makes it at an extreme heat, more heat for the buck, as they say. The fan blows across the heat source and makes it hotter. These heaters are usually used in a garage-type environment. Once again, because of the heat source, propane or kerosene must be properly vented. Should never be used inside of a home without proper ventilation due to the CO2 buildup. As I stated before, this is true of all heaters, no matter their type, whether in your fireplace, space heater, torpedo heater, whatever. Young children, teenagers, or yes, even you adults should never allow children to play around them, nor should you touch them while in operation. These are causes for serious burns. We do not want you to be burned due to your space heater. Remember, proper space for your heater, proper checking of the electrical, and proper use are all important when using heaters. And finally, we want to reiterate with what we started with at the beginning of this segment. Here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want you to be safe but warm, because it is better to be warm and safe than cold and dead.
And that has been our segment there. And from the Six Eyes Radio Network, we say God bless, good night, and we'll see you on tomorrow's show for the Jumbo Braille program, as Brother Doug Quick has another good message for us at 9 p.m. So join us tomorrow for the Jumbo Braille program. And then, of course, 9 p.m. for the Talk with Missionary Ken and Ruth Wolfgang show on Friday, and all the other great programming found here only at the Six Eyes Radio Network. God bless. Good night.
Love everybody. Good night.